scenery. You'll hear about early settlers, Native Americans, plants, rocks, and animals of the region, and the forces of nature that created this unique place. If you could look at the state of Arizona from above, you would see the red, salmon, and cream-colored rocks of Sedona lace the edges of the 3,000-foot-high Mogollon Rim. A serendipitous set of natural phenomena has created a striking landscape of spires, buttes, and canyons. Here, at the edge of the Mogollon Rim, the wide expanses of the Colorado Plateau in northeastern Arizona tumble down through a jumble of mountains and canyons, and smooth out into broad basins and northwest-trending mountain chains in southern and western Arizona. Red Rock Country may look familiar to you, even if you've never been here before. It's one of the most photographed spots in Arizona, and these formations were featured in classic western movies like Angel and the Bad Man with John Wayne, Broken Arrow with Jimmy Stewart, and Call of the Canyon, adapted from the novel written by Zane Grey. Sedona is an unusual name for a town, but then it was an unusual name for a baby. It's not Spanish or Native American, but simply American. Amanda Miller, a woman of Pennsylvania Dutch heritage living in Missouri, made up the name for her daughter because she thought it sounded pretty. On Sedona's 20th birthday in 1901, she married Theodore Carlton Carl Schneble, who promptly took her to Arizona, where his brother Ellsworth was living. Only five families lived in the area, and the new two-story Schneble home was the one place large enough to accommodate guests, so it became the town's first hotel and general store. Carl Schneble organized a post office and submitted the names Oak Creek Crossing and Schneble Station to the Postmaster General. Upon being told that they were too long for a postmark, Carl's brother suggested he name it after Sedona, and so the pretty place acquired a pretty name.
Bell Rock Vista. Bell Rock is one of the most famous and most easily recognized landmarks in Red Rock Country. The Rounders, a movie starring Henry Fonda and Glenn Ford, was filmed near Bell Rock. The producer, Richard Lyons, later said, "Nowhere else did we find color quite as appealing as that of your Red Rock Country. The sparkling color suits the mood of our film, which is a happy, hilarious modern Western. It will be shown on wide-angle Panasonic because we don't want to miss any of this panoramic scenery. The beautiful red color of Bell Rock and other landmarks in Sedona comes from a thin coating of red iron oxide on individual sand grains. The iron is only 0.5% of the rock's weight, but what a difference it makes. Much of Sedona's dramatic scenery is carved from rock layers known as the Schneble Hill Formation. They are unique to Red Rock Country. From the bright orange-red Rancho Rojo layer at the bottom, to the slightly darker Bell Rock layer, to the light-colored Fort Apache limestone and siltstone, each layer reflects the environment at the time the rocks were laid down. When the surfaces of the quartz sand grains are frosted or covered with fine scratches, it shows they were once carried by wind rather than water. The graceful curving terraces of the Bell Rock layer have ripple marks, which suggest this layer was deposited in a broad tidal zone. The gray Fort Apache was deposited in a shallow sea. It is only 10 to 12 feet thick here, but it is easy to spot between the red layers. Look for it near the top of Bell Rock and midway up on Courthouse Butte. Looming above the Sedona Golf Resort in the village of Oak Creek is House Mountain, a volcano that intrigues geologists. Lava flows extend in three directions, but not to the north. After investigation, they determined that the Mogollon Rim had blocked the northern lava flows 13 million years ago. Since then, the rim has eroded back nearly 4 miles to the northeast, and the lake, which once filled this valley, has been gone for over 2 million years. It takes time to create something this beautiful. Volcanoes and erosion aren't the only forces operating here. Some believe Sedona is one of the Earth's major power points.